You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM. Expanding two decades of business, entertainment, and government. It's Business This Week with Saul Mejia. Now from the studios at Zolin Radio, KROJ 101.5. Here's your host, Saul Mejia.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. And today we have with us...
Josie Dominguez.
Omar Ramirez.
So we have Josie and Omar Dominguez, and they are here to represent our company called...
Enagic or Kangen Water.
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm glad that he double checked. He confirmed that's the proper name. All right. Well, the reason why we're bringing here, like we said in the past, we wanted to bring some of the members of our chamber and for you to get to know them, for you to get to know their services, their products, what is it that they do, and so that you can contact them and perhaps use their services. At the same time, provide a venue for people to be able to promote their business. So it works both ways. So in this case, they're here because they want to promote their company, want to promote their business, and they want to educate the community over water quality, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
All right, so you tell us, why should people drop their normal water they drink every single day, and why should they choose yours?
As we all know, it's been on the news that even bottled water, the one that we think is good for us, is not good at all. It has all those chemicals that has arsenogen that can cause cancer. At least with this type of water or this type of machine, we are producing a fresh alkaline water, which is good for our body, high in antioxidant, and it has lots of benefits that we are health-wise.
Yeah, but I would like to get in more detail. You didn't really say much. It really sounded like a commercial. So we need to know exactly what is it that it does, how important it is, and what's the difference between one and the other water.
Okay, the ordinary water, there's a lot of chemicals, and when it goes through our pipes with all those Russian and all the radicals, all those, I would say even those insects, everything underground, that's the type of water you're drinking through your faucet or the ones that you buy in
You'd be amazed, but actually some of the faucet water is better than that as well. It's actually, that's how bad it is. Like, what I think, in my personal opinion, one of the worst waters that I've seen is like sometimes they have at the market, they put them in a special boat, they push a pallet outside the store with a sign.
Yeah,
it's on the sun all day and they're practically melting the plastic.
Exactly.
And now you're drinking plastic. So you're not just drinking bad water, you're drinking chemicals with that water. You might as well not drink anything at all. So definitely don't go for the sale. Don't go for the one that you see in the front of the store simply because it's a better price. But if it's on the sun and it's facing exposure, you're practically killing yourself. You might as well just swallow the bottle, you know, and it will make it quicker. So I do believe I'm the type of person who I'm very careful about the type of water that I drink, because people always say just drink water, but water is not just any water. Also, the containers that you use, a lot of people don't understand, but some of the containers are not exactly the best. You could have the best water, but if the container is not a quality container, it would actually absorb whatever chemicals the container as well has, and you end up drinking a few chemicals and you end up like me. You don't want to look like me, so you might want to take care of yourself and be a little bit more careful about what you choose.
At Balboa Victory Dental, we provide different phases of dentistry. We provide crowns, bridges, root canals, dentures, gum disease treatment. We can also do braces.
Hi, I'm Dr. Manaloka. Welcome to Balboa Victory Dental.
We enjoy meeting new patients as we work together to improve their oral health. We appreciate it when patients want to play an active role in their dental experience. We offer free exam, x-rays, and consultation to all our new patients. We want to make it easy for you to come and check this out to see that this is the place for you. At Balboa Victory Dental, we provide proven and safe technological advances for our patients, such as digital low radiation x-rays and intraoral camera. Call us today to schedule your initial appointment. 818-600-8667. We are conveniently located in Encino and take most insurances, including Medi-Cal. Thank you.
Have pests taken over your home or business? Order pest control service online today at unbugmepestcontrol.com. We'll work within your schedule and send an experienced and licensed technician to get these pests out of your life for good. Just go to unbugmepestcontrol.com. Select the pest control service you need, fill out your info, choose the best time and day that works for you, and that's it. Schedule your effective and affordable treatment online today at unbugmepestcontrol.com.
And I'm going to let the other gentleman talk about, you know, the water. Tell us why you think we should pick your water over the other generic water.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you for the opportunity to let us share this with the viewers. And my understanding of water about 12 years ago was very different. I thought that all water was the same. And like most people that have been watching the news, as Josie mentioned, there's a lot of things in our tap water that we know is not good for us. And so it almost puts us in a fear state that we say, okay, what am I going to do now? So then we are forced to buy bottled water thinking that it's healthier. And we assume that it's clean, it's pure, has no chemicals in it. So I pretty much did that for many years. And then when somebody showed this to me, I tasted the water. It tasted great. I liked it, but I didn't really notice the difference until they actually talked to me about the pH values of the water, and I understood that pH was a way to measure acid and alkalinity. And so every water that they tested in front of my eyes, I saw that it was had a very low pH, very acidic. And unfortunately, that has been tied to a lot of sickness and diseases. So what they recommend is that you start drinking alkaline water. Well, this technology allows you to convert your existing water in your kitchen and, first of all, clean it, process it through this ionizer. It's called an ionization machine. And then make it very alkaline, healthy, and like Josie said, it has antioxidants. And so what we know is that everyone wants to be healthy. I'm sure you're watching this and you may be having dinner, lunch, but the point is you want to eat healthy, and you know that eating right is going to have a positive effect. If you eat a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables, if you maybe cut down on some of that the highly processed foods and the sugars, you know that your body is going to respond positively. But have you ever stopped to think about what kind of water are you drinking? I didn't know that the body is almost 75 to 80% water.
That's right.
And so for us to ignore the fact that we are made of water, we have to stop and ask ourselves, what kind of water are we going to fuel our body with? And so we started to experiment, and we found out that this is the best water you can put in your body. And Josie, of course, she's a real life testimony of how this water is transformed. I don't know if she can share her story, but we understand that when you take care of your body, your body will feel good, you'll look good, and
people will notice. I don't know what happened to me.
if you can share maybe briefly your story.
It worked with Josie.
Yeah, it does. In 2007, I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. And I have to go through the chemo. Omar introduced me to the water, and I look at him like, yeah, right, just water, right? I could just buy a gallon of water. But when I started drinking that water, the alkaline water, I go to chemo, I don't have any side effects. I don't have any like vomiting or anything. Even the doctor were amazed that instead of my blood counts, everything that would be skying up on me, I'm diabetic and everything. The doctor told me in advance that your blood sugar would go sky up. All your blood work is gonna go crazy on you. But every time they do a blood test on me after chemo and before chemo, everything is going down. My blood sugar went down, my cholesterol went down, my WBC went down too at the same time.
What's WBC?
White blood cell.
Okay.
And usually when it goes down to 1.5, the doctor told me I should be in the hospital having blood transfusion, but guess where I'm at? Cleaning our bathroom, doing some exercises, and the doctor looked at me like, you're crazy lady.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Short years ago, I was abandoned and alone without a penny.
But you know what's the, the first time that I actually got a little bit of education in water? I was only about 13 years old, and the guy who educated me was about 10 years old. He simply said it. It's like I said, hey, you want some water? He's like, no, I don't like that water. Why don't you like that water? I don't like the taste. He's like, what do you mean you don't like the taste? It's just water. Like he said, they're all the same. He's like, no. And don't ever tell me that again. In fact, you know what? Come with me. Let's go to the store. And he actually bought multiple different brands, and he put them set up on a table and said, now try a little bit of each. And it was the first time that actually somebody did that for me. And when you actually have them right next to each other, you can feel the difference. You can taste, you know, that it's different. And I told him, wow, when did you discover that? It's like, oh, a couple of years back when I was about 8, you know. And he was saying something else that he discovered. And I always try to advise people on that. If you look at the bottles, most of the water is manufactured by drink companies, not by water companies.
Exactly.
Which is completely different. It's manufactured by Coca-Cola, by Pepsi. And these people, as much as I love business, well, they are business people, and they are a drink company, and they're there to sell you drinks. They're not there to sell you health. They're not in the health industry. They're not in the water industry. They are in the drinks, just might as well have a Coke. So if you're going to misbehave, might as well just grab a Coke and drink it. And stop pretending to be healthy and drinking water that is not good for your body.
Exactly.
And I was blessed to be able to discover that at a very early age. And I get to pay attention to small details like that. The first time I got introduced to Cajun water, it was actually in one of those horrible, long-lasting meetings. And I thought I was going to jump out the window and just commit suicide the first time they invited me to one of those meetings. But actually, the person eventually got to manage my attention. He was actually pretty active and pretty upbeat when he was doing the presentation, and he got my attention. And he was doing the presentation when you have multiple types of waters as well. They put a liquid. I don't know if you guys are the expert. They put a liquid, and you can see the difference between one and the other, or how many chemicals is in it and what it is. So it was pretty educated for me as well, and I end up actually being a little bit more knowledgeable about what I drink and what I put in my body than just any water.
Wow, that's awesome. I'm really impressed by your level of knowledge about water. Most people don't, like myself, I didn't know there was a difference. I thought all water was the same, but
absolutely not. And the same thing, like that's what I'm saying, it's really sad, but at the end, I would give probably like a third place to the water that you drink straight out from the faucet. A lot of times that's actually healthier nowadays than actually the one that you buy, at the store.
Correct.
And a lot of people think that they're being healthy just simply by having water from the store. But now I'm going to put you guys on the spot. So how can people come around and actually get, because we know it's not cheap. We know it's not exactly, you know, a lot of people, that's their concern. I would say that's their fear, that, you know what, you can buy a 24-pack for $3.50. So fortunately, we do live in a society where people try to save money. They try to go for whatever they can cheapest without thinking of the consequences. And definitely, as an advice, I always tell people, even from a business perspective, the best investment that you can make is on your own self, in your own body. Be cheap on buying a car, be cheap on buying something else, but don't be cheap on your health, don't be cheap on the things that you buy for yourself, because what good does it do if you have money in your debt? You know, you might want to be alive to enjoy whatever you got left. I always tell people, I'm blessed and I'm happy to say I'm broke, I don't have a dime, but you know what, I'm alive and I'm happy. That's more important than actually making money and simply killing yourself. So I think it's important for people to realize that and invest a little bit on their health. But, you know, the average person doesn't really get the concept, doesn't really get the idea to say, you know what, you guys couldn't buy a freaking expensive water. I can get a whole 24-pack for $3.50 at Walmart or, at, you know, food for less. Why would I want to invest in something that is that big? How would you convince someone that is watching that actually, you know, it's an investment and not simply an expense?
That's a good question. And I think the best way to answer that is to say that it truly is a product that you have to consider, like you said, quality of life. Unfortunately, not many people are that forward thinking. Some people live for today and they don't worry about, hey, well, you know, I can just eat whatever, drink whatever, and have no consequence. And then eventually when they get to a point where it hurts and they say, wait a minute, I have to change, and they get into the panic mode, and now they react. And now it doesn't matter how much that cost to pull that tooth out. You know it hurts, and I'll pay whatever, so you stop the pain. And so when the pain becomes to the level where people, and the pain I'm talking about here is health, when you lose your health, you'll understand that there's no price to pay, that you would not pay to regain your health. And I would tell people, this is in a healthy person's mind, yeah, maybe this what may be expensive, but in a person who doesn't have their health, they would give anything to drink this water. And you know, we're not making health claims. Obviously, the company doesn't want us to make any health claims or promises. But we can tell you from personal experience of both of us, that what we've seen in the past, for me it's been almost a dozen years, for Josie going on what, 10 years now?
More than 10 years.
We've seen so many people that have been just tremendously helped by drinking the right type of water. And so the price, you know, I looked at it this way. I used to buy a lot of coffee at a very famous coffee place that maybe you know the place has a mermaid on the cups. Okay. I was thinking I would probably go about 4 to 5 times a week, and that would mostly be about, you know, $5.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, right. But I'm thinking $20, let's just call it 20 a week. In a month, I'm spending between $80 to $100 a month just on and something that maybe, yes, I like the taste and I like the way it makes me feel, but I don't think it improved the quality of my life, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? You're getting coffee. How can your life not get improved? You're getting coffee in the morning. It all starts with the coffee in the morning.
Now when you have the right water and you buy the right coffee and make it at home,
it's a lot better.
Now look at this investment, this machine that you have in your home. Now it's actually saving you money, saving your health, and it's saving you to have that trip to have to go every morning to the store and, you know, do the whole Starbucks
look
thing.
I'll support your company and I'll tell people, yes, you need to buy the machine, but no, I do not agree. You do not go of Starbucks, okay? You gotta have the coffee in the morning. I do not function without coffee. I wouldn't be here without the coffee.
We could buy the ground coffee from Starbucks and make the coffee at your place.
Actually, you know what? It's funny, since we're throwing name brands. Right now, you guys have just mentioned, I give you a small tour of our office, and our coffee area is actually sponsored by 7-Eleven, so thank you, 7-Eleven.
Hey Rick, I'm running a bit late. I spent 15 minutes in line waiting for my coffee this morning, and of course they messed up my order and spelled my name wrong.
Morning, Sarah. I'm just on my way to the studio, but first gonna stop in the neighborhood for coffee.
I can't believe you go to 7-Eleven for coffee.
I'll bring you a cup sometime. It's actually really good. You'd be surprised.
I just prefer to make it myself, you know? But hey, paying $9 for coffee is not too bad either. Said no one ever.
The coffee is reasonable and it's ethically harvested. You know how I feel about that stuff.
Did you send me that proposal? Just a second. I think I just got it.
Oh, hey, did I send you that pic of you and Sean at the beach? I'll call you back. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. Matt?
It's Matt. They got my name wrong. And my order, coincidentally.
Let me make it up to you. I'll buy you a fresh cup.
I don't know if I have time.
Don't worry. This place has no lineups, and I guarantee no ordering mistakes.
Dude, let her buy you the coffee.
Where is it?
7-Eleven.
For coffee?
Come on. How do you take your coffee?
Well, I'll do a dark roast with one sugar and a splash of that fresh milk.
Ah, dark roast, bold yet smooth.
I'm surprised you come to 7-Eleven for your coffee.
My roommate Sarah says the same thing. I like it here. So many different options, flavors and syrups they don't charge you extra for. Oh, plus, they have this rewards app. Every seventh cup is free. Vanilla?
Yes, please. That is good. 7-Eleven. Who knew?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Jessica. The usual?
Yep, but paying for two this time.
All right.
Well, thanks for the coffee. Hopefully I'll see you around.
Well, I'm here like every day, so maybe. I'm Jessica. Nice to meet you, Matt.
It's Matt. I'm Matt.
And the reason why I don't want to lose track of the conversation, but the reason why I brought up that question that I told you is because I do believe, I don't know, I'm not the expert, obviously you guys are, is there like a payment plan that people can use? Sure. Because a lot of times, again, their fear is to actually make a large expense or something expensive regardless. I mean, mm-hmm. Like you said, until you actually don't get run over by a car, then you don't care. You'll figure out a way how to pay. Bill, because you want to get rid of the pain. But a lot of times it's actually 2-3 times more expensive when it could be prevented. It's a lot cheaper mm-hmm. to prevent than to actually try to fix or try to cure, you know, a problem within your body. So it may not seem like an investment at the beginning, but if you actually invest on preventing, whatever you want to call that, if you spend on preventing, it will always be a lot cheaper than trying to cure any disease or any problems within our health. So I think that's one way to look at it, to say, look, this is not, it's not a cure, but mm-hmm. it could definitely prevent problems. Exactly. So I don't want to, like you said, the company don't want to advertise that as it is something that it will cure you from problems, but it would definitely, I believe, it can prevent a lot of problems if you actually take the right path, you know. And that's one way to look at it, to say this is not going to cure it, but it definitely will prevent it, you know. And hopefully you'll never have to get to the point where you're trying to cure it then, because I don't think even this water would actually cure you. If you already got the disease, you need to see a doctor, and you're gonna end up paying a lot more money than if you try to prevent it. So I look at it as a prevention system, not as a cure, and I think it's one of the more realistic ways to look at it, and a lot cheaper than if you try to, you know, wait until the moment arrives.
Good point. Mm-hmm. Well, we did a cost analysis on the water, and there was one of them that blew me away. We looked at the cost of about five of the popular water brands. One of them was it came from France, and it's was spring water, and that one averaged to be almost about $7 per liter.
The bottle looks pretty cool. I know exactly what you're saying. They have a glass bottle. Yeah. They're about this big. They're gorgeous.
Nice. Yeah. Well, that one was about seven.
Back in the days when I actually used to make money.
$7 a liter. With our water, factoring in the cost of the machine, the cost of the replacement filter, the cost of electricity, all the costs you can think of, we can make this water for less than 3 cents a gallon. That's like, if you can't even put it in the same. So when you look at the context, you're getting ripped off every time you even buy one of these cheap waters that are out there, which usually costs about $1 a bottle, or I don't know how much at the stores now. About
$1.75 exactly, $1.50 actually at the machine for the regular water. five gallons, $1.50.
Wow. So you just think, it was just do the math. For me, when I got this device in my home, it wasn't because I was sick or had some health issue or health concern. It was because I'm cheap. I don't want to spend money that I don't have to. When I looked at it, I said, wait a minute, we need this, because every day we go buy water, it's money that we could have been putting towards our own device. So now
a lot of times it's the lack of education. We said it so many times in the past. I actually spoke to our audience about spending money. When you open a business, the person you want to actually pay is the experts, the people who actually know about business, and they can save you a lot of money, and they can get you a lot more money. But people look at it like an expense, not as an investment. Or accountant is one of the people that he can actually get you loans, that he can actually get you the permits, he can actually get you to save money. You give him 100, he'll give you 1,000, give him 1,000, he'll give you 10,000, because that's what he does. But a lot of people feel like, what? Pay $100 for that guy? $100, he's $100 an hour, but he can get you your money to be spent. Mm-hmm. So if you actually understand that concept, it may seem like a large expense at front, but once you actually get the results, it actually end up, you know, multiplying, you end up saving a lot more money than if you go into your business on your own and you simply open the doors. We were talking about that also as we were coming in the elevator. The people open their store, they open the doors, they sit, and they expect clients to come in. Well, they're gonna last for as long as they sign the contract, you know, on the lease. That's how long they're gonna last, because that's not the way to do it. That's not the way to work. And a lot of people, they just rent a space, they sit there, and they think a miracle is gonna happen. It doesn't work that way. You actually gotta have a plan. You gotta be able to actually make sure that it's gonna work, and then you sign a contract knowing that it's gonna work. So the same thing going back to you guys, I believe this is something that, you know what, I may seem a little bit expensive at the beginning, but at the long term and as the years pass by, you realize that, you know what, you're saving a lot more money. So it may not be immediately something that it looks very attractive, but I guarantee you after 10 years, you're going to say, wow, can you imagine if we would have never got it? Can you imagine if we would have still been in the same mentality? We would have never been be able to get out of that. So a lot of people, that's why they rent apartments. You know, I believe it's so important to rent an apartment, but for a certain period of time, eventually you might want to invest in buying a home, because you can't spend the rest of your life simply giving money to somebody else and making money for somebody else.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Still feel small when you stay. you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. I hope you dance. I hope you never fear those mountains in the distance. Never settle for the path of least resistance. Living might mean taking chances, but there loving might be a mistake, but it's worth making. Don't let some helping heart leave you bitter. When you come close to selling out, reconsider. Give the heavens above more than just a passing glance. And when you get the choice to sit it out, promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance.
And like I was saying, you know, also it's like when people, we recently, I don't want my landlord to hear this, but we were talking about something similar. It's like there's people who open their business and they continue to rent forever and ever and ever. And no, there's got to be a point where you got to be able to mature and say, you know what, it would be cheaper if you actually start buying your own house, your own property, your own stuff. And I believe this is one of those concepts. If you don't buy a system such as this one, you're practically making money for somebody else for the rest of your life. And it might be, how long would it last? Normally, about how long does a system like that last?
30 years.
About 30 years.
30 years. And after that, you got to replace the whole system again?
No, not really.
You could get it reconditioned. I mean, there's some people who actually owned our machines for longer than 30 years. We've been in business since 1974.
Okay, so you guys are fairly new.
Yeah, so I mean, the company's solid, and they're Japanese made. These are all 100% Japanese
Which,
made.
By the way, he said Japanese. One of the I'm gonna get into another subject, another controversial part of it. So, unfortunately, a lot of these companies, they have a bad reputation. A lot of people have a bad reputation, and they make bad comments. And I'll say three things about this specific people here. I mean, specifically about justice. So first of all, I wouldn't be having this episode if I didn't agree or if I didn't like it or if I wasn't in pro of promoting this specific type of product. So besides the product, I actually endorse and support justice. She's an amazing person. I believe she's very ethical, she's very serious, and she's a very kind person. So as a human, as a person, I believe she's higher than the brand that she represents. So I trust her and not necessarily the brand, because you are going to find it. I'm telling you straightforward right now, because we know it. There's a lot more other agents out there, and they're not as nice, and they're not as trustworthy as these people here. So I'm not even really endorsing the brand or the company or the product. I'm endorsing Josie and her partner to really say these are ethical, serious people that I would trust with my life, that I would actually do business with. And I would say this is the kind of person you need to talk to if you choose to follow this product or this path, because we do have other agents in the area. And quite frankly, I'm not impressed and I'm not mind blowing. If they would have asked me, I probably would have charged them at least a grand to say, you know what, come sit here and I'll say that yes, you're good, you know. But no, we don't get paid. They haven't got paid to say, you know, what they're saying. This is simply really a conversation between three people, you know. So that's the first part. And the other part that I learned also about these companies is that it's kind of hard to control the image of the company, because you have thousands and thousands of representatives. So each of those people, it will be a whole different thing. So your experience might be completely different from one person to the other. You might end up loving it, you might end up hating it, you might end up suing them, you know, if you really had a bad experience. And it could be based upon the person that's going to represent you, the person who's going to sit there and talk to you. So just be careful who do you contact, who's the person that's going to be talking to you about this specific product, because immediately can get out of hand if they don't have the proper information, training, ethics, and so on that it requires to be a real business and to be a real person that knows what they're talking about. So this is for Josie. This is not for Kenjin Water. This is not for any other agent. This is precisely for Josie, which I respect and I admire, because I do believe she's the real deal. She's the real thing. And I blindly, you know, support her and help her in any Thank efforts, you know, to promote her business.
And also, I was going to tell you guys, since I also work in a medical field, I pay doctor's bill and hospital bill. If we get sick, if you think about it, every time we visit a doctor, we put in $40 copay. Then on top of the $40 copay, you got to pay 20% co-insurance. Your office visit can end up $100. Why give the doctors the insurance the money? Why don't we keep it to ourselves, get our body healthy?
Yeah, and a lot of times people end up spending the money and stuff that are not needed. Mm-hmm. Like, I always try to convince people, obviously, to join our chamber. They almost get a heart attack and fall out of the chair when I say that, you know what, our lowest membership is $100. $100? Yeah, but if you say, you know what, Britney Spears is going to be playing at the Staples Center, they'll pay $500 for a ticket. Uh-huh. So, you know, if you bring Mark Anthony, they'll be signing up for the 900 VIP front row. But if you tell them, you know what, you should invest on your life, you should invest in yourself, it seems like it's a little bit harder. And this is one of those occasions. You know what? So what if you catch the bus? But actually do get a system that's going to keep your life, it's going to keep you healthy. But, you know, get an older car, I don't care. You know, get a Toyota 94, who cares? You know, but at least you'll be happy and you'll be healthy and you will feel better about yourself. And it's quite a difference when you start consuming more water than just eating and simply going about your day. You feel a lot lighter, a lot healthier. You feel like you can move. I'm obviously overweight. So like I said, it didn't really work on me. So, hey, you know, we'll use Josie as an example. But, you know, imagine if I did it. Imagine if I actually didn't even try to actually be a little bit healthier. I'd probably be about 600 pounds and I wouldn't be able to talk. But no, you got to take care of yourselves. Don't do like I do. Do like I say.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
When I was just seven, even then the folks in
Any, if you guys want to know more about our product, you could give me a call at 818-625-7432. Again, it's 818-625-7432. And my email address is J as in Jonathan, G as in George, Dominguez05@yahoo.com, or you could either contact my upline, Mr. Omar Ramirez. He's handsome and really nice guy. Sorry, guys, he's taken.
No, but that actually helps when it comes down to sales. We have a couple of more attractive people than me. We try to get the membership. We send them out. We will send Adriana. We will send some of the, you know, beautiful girls that we got in the chamber to actually go chase some of the guys. Any other that they won't sign up. You know, you gotta have the face. You gotta have the looks. But we are the people who do all the work behind these scenes. You know, but. Yeah, pretty much. So it's a pleasure to have you both. Thank you so much for stopping by. And please don't get lost for a couple of years. Come back once in a while.
I will. Been
happy to have you. In fact, last week and every month we have mixers. So show up to the mixers and, you know, and once in a while hang out with the people from the chamber.
Congratulations also on your growth and how the
chamber is. It's a nice office. You guys should join the Chamber of Commerce Panorama City. Mr. Saul Mejia, the president. He's really a nice guy. Sorry, I was talking about him. See, I told you guys.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
God bless. And if you guys want to get some samples, we will have some samples at the next mixer.
Yes,
right?
We will.
Some water samples?
I'll be here.
All right.
And we'll my partner.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin. KROJ 101.5 FM. I can see clearly now the
First and foremost, give me great pleasure to recognize Saul Mejia, a dear friend and someone that I've gotten to know not through only the business community, but also through neighborhood council activity and other community organizational life. He's always been there anytime it's been something that has to do with Panorama City or with the greater community overall in the northern part of the San Fernando Valley. So thank you for always making yourself available. Thank you for always being there, being present. That's the first important rule of public service. Just be there and raise your hand. The rest follows. The rest of the responsibilities follow. So thank you for your service. Thank you.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Look into my eyes, you will see what you mean to me. Search your heart. Search your soul. And when you find me there, you'll search no more. Don't tell me it's not worth trying for. You can't tell me it's not worth dying for. You know it's true. Everything I do.